Usually at this point in the service, we ask for people who have opened their presence to come forward and show us what they have. And more, what's been happening is people, I haven't opened my present yet. I leave it till after the Queen, poor soul. Or I leave it until I've had whatever you have in a glass. Well, this year, Martin and I thought, we're going to catch you out. So we want to know what you have asked to have at Christmas. Okay? And Martin, I hesitate calling you my little elf. Or my
How well you know me. I should have bought my hat. I've got an elf hat.
I know, I thought you had.
Yeah, and I've got elf slippers.
You're all dressed up. Did you get that for Christmas?
I did buy it for Christmas.
You bought it?
Yes.
Okay, right.
My wife did buy me some things for Christmas.
Good.
Do you want? Not all of them I can share this morning.
Shall I come down to your level?
No, you're right up there. Actually, well, you should stand down here and I should be up there.
Well, Martin's going to help me just to find out from some of you, at least. If you do one side and I'll do the other.
That's fine.
I haven't got one of those.
Oh, well, I have. Because I know my granddaughter's particularly good at these.
Right, okay. He brought the family, by the way, old Martin.
Yes, we have. All of them.
All of them?
Yes,
okay.
they're all here this morning, which is good.
Which side are you doing?
Shall I do that side?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. That's good.
What are you hoping for Christmas? Right.
Really?
Okay. Nobody heard any of that, but it sounded pretty good. Right. What is it? You went to the Ritz. Wow.
Stand
right.
Back.
What do you have? Tea, did you?
Oh,
yeah. High tea and whatever. Behaved yourself, I hope. Oh, Peter. Right.
And the Western Morning News Telegraph.
Right.
And I don't do that.
Okay. Good. Maureen.
I have wine and candles. And my Christmas light just been cooked for me.
I didn't ask what you've had.
But I didn't ask. No. Only that my lunch.
You've had wine, have you?
Well, it's still in the book.
Oh, it's still in the bottom. Oh, I'm glad. You're glad. Enjoy your Christmas anyway. Hello.
Hello, mate.
This is my mate, Martin. Yeah, what were you hoping for Christmas?
Well, I was hoping for a woolly hat.
A woolly hat?
A woolly hat.
Yes.
And I got it.
Okay.
A woolly hat. So
right.
I'm very happy.
Right. I'm not going to ask any more, Martin, because you might come out with something. You shouldn't. And that's left to me.
I got a smoothie maker.
Oh. Well, that's nice. Yes. Are you doing anything over there? What is it? What is it?
You're hogging all the limelight at the moment.
All right. Let me do this roll. Here's the Taylor family. Well, the father or grandfather is out there. And the latest one is in arms. Did you want that for Christmas?
My baby.
Yeah. Yes. Good. See it with conviction, otherwise we won't believe you. Right. Lovely. Ella, what did you have? Oh, lovely. There you are. Good. What about you, Liz?
Well,
you had me for Christmas.
Two pairs of pyjamas.
Two pairs. I know, I wasn't quite sure.
Oh, what was something else?
Well, both just different sizes, are they, Bert?
One is more...
I thought it was something else.
Oh.
I thought it was something else. I thought, you know, you can wear those fun things.
Yes.
You know.
Not a negligee, then.
Yeah. No, not really. Right. Hello.
I asked for Matt Redman, his latest CD. I don't know where I've got it yet.
Right. Okay.
I like Matt Redman.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Good. I don't know it at all.
Right. Played it just you. Just one.
Okay.
Yes, at the concert.
Okay. Janet.
I was very mercenary.
Mercenary?
Yes. So I asked for money because I want a new iPad.
And?
I've got it.
Oh, you've got it. Oh, right. There you are.
Thanks to Mr. Mastercard.
Oh. Thanks to Mr. Mastercard.
Mr. Mastercard.
Mastercard.
Yes. Teddy, what about you?
I'm playing soap. That is something I use. Pair of socks.
Oh, right.
I know I should get there.
Well, it could have been underpants, couldn't it? Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, well, I didn't actually ask for anything.
Ah.
So when I woke up this morning and did that, and I looked for a wood, I knew I was still here.
Right, okay. Have to try that. Remember that one.
Yeah.
Hello.
What? Good time for Martin to have a go, isn't it?
It is actually, but yeah, I'm in control here.
Oh, you are. Yeah. I don't know, it'd be a surprise.
Oh, you're anything then?
Anything goes.
All right, right. Same with you? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, John.
Hello.
We haven't seen John for a wee while because he's been poorly, but he turned out today. Isn't it lovely, Molly?
Yeah.
I bet that's a prayer answered. Isn't it lovely? Hello.
My request is to come and see you this morning. See, pleasure of coming to see you.
You're very sweet. Thank you very much. I must put my fee up. Hello, Mum. Is this Mum?
Yes, Mum.
We've heard a lot about you. Well, he keeps talking about you. Well, you look after him well. I think that's why he's still at home. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Last but not least. Hello. Nice to see you. What are you hoping for Christmas?
Well, one, to have all the family together, which we have got.
Yes.
And also a James Joplin.
Droplet, all right.
Isn't it?
Yes. I mean, it's piano, isn't it, stuff?
Okay.
It's piano, is it? Droplet?
She does singing, maybe.
Oh, okay. It looks like you've already got yours. You're wearing it.
Yeah, I've resisted one of these for years, but I was given one by Marilyn this morning.
Well, yes.
I'm far too hot in it.
Right. That's not my problem. But you've got the trousers to match.
Oh, yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Really lovely. Hello. I don't know you. I know you. Anything for Christmas? Hello. Socks.
And I've got socks.
Oh, right, okay. That's exciting, isn't it? Anyway, good. You're off soon, aren't you? He's going on a world tour, he is. Aren't you? You can afford it, yeah, obviously. Yeah. What about you, chaps at the back? You want a day off, I expect. You'd like a day off. After this, you can have the day off. Okay. Right.
Are you done? It's nearly home time.
I know what.
The turkey's in the oven.
I've been told it's on a short service.
But it's short at this end. I'm going to get all the children out and the young people. Come on.
I'll leave you to it.
Come on. And anybody that's got a Christmas jumper on, Mr. Carlisle, come on, we want to see it. Mr. Carlisle, come on, get up, come out. We want to see your Christmas jumper. It is. Come on, all those with Christmas jumpers on, get out the front. Look at that. Come on, I can see some more Christmas jumpers out there. Is that not a Christmas jumper? Why is that? I think this is deserving of a picture, Tom. That's not bad. Look, I'll stand on the end. Oh, Simon's got a Christmas jumper on. I'll have a quick walk along now. We've done you, 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 and you. I recognise that. What's that? Hold on, Tom. We're not on. Come on. I thought you was multitasking, Tom. That's better.
Nintendo. I got a Nintendo Switch.
Oh. You can play those anywhere, can't you? Well done, Graham. Thank you for coming out with your jumper on. Now, are you taking your socks off? Look, what's on there?
Llamas.
Llamas. Christmas socks. Lovely. I thought he was going to wave them around.
I don't have llama socks, though.
But what have you got?
I haven't really.
What are you what are you hoping for?
Some headphones. Maybe.
Some headphones. I saw some Elf ones in the shop this week. Elf headphones.
I got a very bright torch. Oh,
turn it on then. Nice jumper. Have you opened? Oh,
and socks.
Socks. I won't make you take them off, Susan. No. That's really good.
I've had a photography course.
A photography course.
Yes, I'm going up to Broxbourne Zoo to do photography.
Oh, so some of your pictures are going to have heads, are they? Ho ho ho!
Yeah, I got a Audi R8.
What dinky toy?
Yeah, she hasn't given it to me yet. Apparently, it's for later. I don't know. Right.
Excellent, Maisie. What have you got?
A joke.
You've got a joke. Hold on. Go on then, Maisie.
What do you get if you eat Christmas decorations?
I don't know. What do you get when you eat Christmas decorations?
Tinselitis.
And?
Pie face.
And who are you going to play that with?
Uncle Simon.
All right. Laura?
I got a candle and some toiletries and chocolates, which was what I asked for.
And a nice Christmas top.
I think this is meant to be a dress for someone younger, shorter and thinner. But I'm wearing it as a top.
Really? Oh, go on then, dear.
I got some slippers.
Slippers.
Which I asked for.
You did.
I got this jumper and some pyjamas. How did I get? Lots of things. I got a necklace.
Oh, and it's a special necklace, isn't it?
Yes, it's got Martha's hand and footprint on.
Oh. There we go. Nathan, are you wearing your Christmas jumper?
No.
What?
Yes?
I haven't opened presents.
You haven't?
No.
What are you hoping for?
Jaguar F-Type. Right.
Not much chance of that then. Good. Right, thank you. All sit down. I'll hand back over to Bert.
Thank you. You know what to do now if you don't want to come out to the front. Don't wear a Christmas jumper. Going to hear our reading for this morning, which is from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. It's read by Stephen.
John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. The Word of Life. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. Through him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. The Word was the source of life, and this life brought light to humanity. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent his messenger, a man named John, who came to tell people about the light, so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on everyone. The Word was in the world, and through God made the world through him. Yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him, so he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, but by being born as the children of a human father. God himself was their father. The Word became a human being and, full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son. Thanks be to God.
I always think that Christmas has a certain expectation to it. We expect to get presents from those we love, and we expect to have nice meals, and we expect to meet family and friends. So there are certain expectations. But for some people, and I was thinking, this is how Mary and Joseph must have found things. What was expected was a big question mark. And here we have the story of how God gave to the world the Christ child. Now it's interesting how people with children leave the church. I think they think we don't want the children. But the children are part of the church. And as part of the church, they are important to us. Mary and Joseph were somebody, therefore, who was expecting their child, but had to travel. They traveled to Bethlehem, as we are told by the scriptures. Lauren, you're there, aren't you? When you were expecting your baby, did you have any help? Like what? You had help from your family, yes. But I take it Mary would have had help from her family, hopefully. And what other help did you get? The midwife. Now, I don't know that Mary had a midwife. Does anybody know if Mary had a midwife? No midwife, okay. And you belong to some scheme, aren't you? National Health Scheme.
Yeah, I am part of a scheme for under 20-year-olds.
Under 20-year-olds. Now, Mary would come into that category, wouldn't she? So we understand. So you've had a lot of help.
Yeah.
And of course, you've got your grandparents.
Yes.
It's like Martin, wherever he's disappeared to. Martin, I mean, you're always on duty, aren't you? No? Grandma? You as well? No? That's life.
Let's just tuck you in, shall we? I've been tempted on a few occasions.
Thank you much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we're going to see what happened on that holy night. And if you look at particularly the faces of those who are taking part, you realize it was a very expectant situation, and yet it had lots of miracles happening, special things. So we're going to hear Josh Groban singing O Holy Night. We'll just see about Mary and Joseph as well.